可以。
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
大家复活节快乐，早安。
I've had the privilege over these last 2 days to baptize 15 people.
Amen.
昨天跟今天我一共替15个人受洗。
So I'm very excited for you who are going to be baptized today as well.
所以你们今天要受洗的人，我们也替你，我也替你们很高兴。
I don't know of a better day than to celebrate Easter of being able to be baptized on Resurrection Sunday.
可以在复活节受洗，这是最大的一个喜乐。
Some of you are looking at my feet and wondering what kind of shoes is he wearing today.
然后你大家看到我今天穿球鞋，大家一定奇怪为什么我穿球鞋。
I need to tell you what that's all about.
我需要好好的告诉你们一下。
Growing up as a child, I could count on 4 times a year of getting new things.
他说我在长大的时候，一年大概只有四次，我可以一生大概只有四次我穿过新的东西。
At Christmas.On my birthday, when school started, and at Easter.
一年里面我只有四次我可以有新的东西，就是在复活节，还学校开学的时候，圣诞节，还有我生日的时候。
So my mother and my wife and I were having this conversation the other day at the breakfast table.
他说前几天早上的时候，我妈妈跟我太太两个人就讲到这回事。
And they asked me what I was going to get new for Easter.
所以他们就问我说我在复活节我会拿到什么新的礼物
And I said I have no idea
他说我不知道
But a couple days later I came back and said I know what I want for this Easter
但是过了一两天的时候我就告诉他们我知道今年复活节我想要一个什么新的东西
When I was a little boy my favorite tennis shoe was a Converse tennis shoe just like this
他说我是小孩子的时候我最喜欢的球鞋就是那个牌子叫 Converse 就是他现在脚上穿的那个样那个牌子
I shopped long and hard it was more difficult to buy these than it was to do Christmas shopping this year
他说我去找这个鞋子的时候比在圣诞节去找圣诞礼物的时候还要困难
So that's why I'm dressed this way it's something new
所以我今天为什么这样穿因为那是我的新鞋子
You know, I learn a great deal from children, and I'd like to share some things that I've learned from some smaller children.
他说我常常在小孩子的身上学到很多的功课，所以我今天想要分享几件事。
Mary, age 6, said of Easter.
玛丽的话，今年是八岁，在复活节的时候是八岁。
You get eggs and you remember God.
他说在复活节的时候你会有那个蛋。你会有那个煮过的那个蛋的话，你也可以想到耶稣基督。
Julie, age 4, said.
Julie 只有四岁，她说。
It's a day that God woke up.
她复活节那天就是神睡醒的时候。
That's not bad.
这是很不错的一个答复。
Amanda, age 7, said.
她说 Amanda 的话是七岁，她这样子说。
It's when Jesus got alive.
她说是耶稣有了新的生命，就是复活节。
There was a group of children in a Sunday school class that were learning about Easter.
是有一群小孩子在主日学里面要学这个复活节的事情。
The teacher asked the class, "Does anyone know what today is?"
所以那个老师就问这些小孩子们，你们知不知道今天是什么日子？
One child raised her hand and said, "Today is Palm Sunday."
他说那小孩子举手说今天是棕榈的那个主日。
The teacher exclaimed, "Fantastic!"
所以那个老师就很高兴说哦，这太棒了。
Now does anyone know what next Sunday is?
所以有没有人知道下个礼拜天是什么日子？
The same little girl said, "Yes, next Sunday is."
那个同样那个小女孩就说下个礼拜天是。
It's Easter.
下个礼拜天是复活节，就是在上个礼拜发生的事。
Great, the teacher said.
所以这个老师就说很好。
And then asked the little girl, "What does it really mean?"
就问那个小女孩说，这复活节到底真正是什么意思？
The little girl responded by saying, "Easter is when Jesus came forth from the grave."
这小女孩就说，复活节就是耶稣基督从坟墓里面复活。
But if he sees his shadow,
如果他看到他自己的影子，
he will have to go back for 7 more weeks.
所以他需要再回去七个礼拜。
She thought that Easter was Groundhog Day.
因为这个小女孩以为复活节就是美国有一个那个猪啊，从那个地底上爬出来的日子。
Well, we would ask the question today, what does the Easter tomb mean to us?
所以我们今天我要问你们的问题就是这复活节对你们对我们每一个人是有什么意义
All of us would answer that the last 4 months of this year have been very traumatic months in our lives
我想我们大家都会答复今年在过去这几个月里头对我们大家来说都是一个很搅扰的一个日子
The stock market is down
那个股票也大跌
Housing sales are down.
房子的那个销售率也大跌。
People losing their jobs.
很多人都失掉了工作。
And losing their homes as well.
有些人失掉工作，也失掉他们的房子。
This morning my message has 2 points.
今天早上我要跟你们分享的这个信息有两点。
I think you'll be able to remember my points. The first point is everything is going to be okay.
我希望你们可以记到这个两点。第一点就是说，一切事情都会没有问题的。
My second point is going to be everything is okay.
我第二点也是说，每一件事情都是可以的。
You see, when Jesus came to earth, there was chaos. People were afraid and wondering what was going to happen, just as people are afraid of what's taking place today.
耶稣到世界上来那个时候也是有很多的混乱就像我们今天这个经济很不景气也是一样的有很多的混乱的情形
Remember the words that the angel said?
你记得那个天使是怎么说的呢
Today in the town of David
今天在这个大卫城里
A savior has been born
他说这个救主降生了
He is Christ the Lord
他就是我们的救主耶稣基督
What the angel simply said was, everything is going to be okay.
那时候天使就是说，每一件事情都是不会有问题，因为我们的救主降生了。
We read about John the Baptist, who was a forerunner of Christ.
我们可以看到圣经上预表耶稣基督，就是用施洗约翰来预表耶稣基督。
John the Baptist was preaching and teaching, telling about someone who was going to be greater than he.
施洗约翰总是讲将来要来那个人比我更大
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming and he said look the Lamb of God
他看着耶稣来的时候他就会跟人家讲说你看这是来救我们的羔羊
who takes away the sin of the world
他会把我们在这个世界上所有的罪都拿走都洗净
you see that's good news everything's going to be okay
这是一个大好的消息因为每件事情都不会有问题
You remember as you read the scriptures when Jesus was encouraging the people.
你看圣经的时候，你会看到耶稣基督怎么样鼓励人家。
He told them to hold their heads high and to look up.
他告诉我们每个人，我们都要抬头挺胸，要抬起我们的眼睛。
He said there would be tribulations and trials.
因为在这世界上有试探，有试炼。
But he said, cheer up.
他说，可是我们大家要鼓起勇气，要高兴。
Listen to his words.
我们要。
I have told you these things.
说他，我们要听他的话，告诉我，他已经告诉我们这些事。
So that in me you may have peace.
所以在我里头你们会有平安。
In this world you will have trouble.
在这个世界上你有很多的问题。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
可是要注意，我已经胜过这个世界。
Jesus simply said to the people, everything is going to be okay.
耶稣基督就是告诉世界上每一个人，一切事情都不会有问题的。
When Jesus went to the cross, it was brutal and cruel.
你想到耶稣基督到那十字架的话，那是一个很艰难的一个事情。
But it signaled to everyone, everything is going to be okay.
可是他在十字架上所做的，就告诉我们每一个人。任何事情都不会有问题的。
In the book of Romans, we read these words.
在罗马书里这样子说。
Who can separate us from the love of God?
谁可以把我们从神的爱分开呢？
The writer says, trouble? No.
保罗说，问题吗？
Hardship? No.
是生活是你的难处吗？
Persecution? No.
是对我们的压迫吗？
Famine? No.
饥荒吗？
He says, simply because we are more than conquerors through Christ that makes everything okay.
因为耶稣基督已经战胜一切，所以我们在耶稣基督里头，我们也可以战胜一切。
Because we have been forgiven and we have become conquerors through Christ.
因为我们的罪已经被赦了，所以我们一切事情我们都可以战胜。
We should live like it.
我们在我们生活里头，我们就要表现出来，我们可以战胜一切。
Act like it.
我们的行为要这样，我们讲话也要这样，我们祷告也要这样。
You see, nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
所有被创造的事情，没有一件事情可以把我们跟神的爱分开。
That is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就是在我们耶稣基督里头。
My friends, this morning I say to you, everything's going to be okay.
亲爱的朋友，今天早上要告诉你们每一个人，一切事情都不会有问题的。
Because nothing can separate us from the love of God.
因为没有一件事情可以把我们跟神的爱分开的。
Well, we come to my second point.
现在我现在讲到我的第二点。
You remember what the first point was?
你们记得第一点是什么？
Everything's going to be okay.
每一件事情都不会有问题的。
It's true of the second point as well. Everything's going to be okay.
我的第二点也是一样，一切事情都不会有问题的。
What I have done is I have put together from the four Gospels the Easter story.
我把四福音书里头有关复活节的事情，我把它放在一起。
I'm going to ask Sophia to read this. As I have it printed out here, I've taken from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Listen to the Easter story again that tells us everything's okay.
他说我已经从四福音里头从里面选了很多的经节，可以看到复活节的故事，所以我。他说在那个早晨的时候，有至少有五个女的一起到那个耶稣基督的坟墓，看到他的坟墓就是他身体被埋的地方啊，在耶稣被钉十字架以前，他并没有足够的时间啊把他那个埋葬的事情都准备好。可是忽然间他们会想到一个事情，谁能够把这个就在马可福音十六章第三节的地方，谁可以把那个石头给它移开。 I'm going to read the Bible verse from here.
It's there.
It's there.
Okay.
他说在这里说彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门啊提开呢？就算这个石头是在那边一个阻挡的东西，可是他们到了这坟墓的时候，他们发觉一个景象，他说是他们没有想象到的。那他们发觉在那边守卫的那个兵的话啊，都大家都躺在那个地上，好像已经死掉一样。然后这里又讲到那个马太福音二十八章第四节，然后又说更了不起的是，他们发觉这个石头被移开了以后，耶稣的从耶稣基督本来他的身体被放的地方，然后呢当他们到那里的时候，他们发觉那耶稣基督的那个尸体已经不在那里了。忽然呢有两个天使出现，就说基督已经复活了，升天了。那这个然后这两个天使就叫这些女的去告诉耶稣的那个门徒，所以告他们怎么说的地方就在路加福音二十四章四到六节的地方，说他们到那里的时候他们就要喘一口气，然后他们就开始就很高兴的很兴奋的就告诉人家他们所看到的是耶稣被埋，然后石头被移开，耶稣的身体也不在那里。可是他们刚说告诉人家的，有些人并不相信他们，因为人家就以为他们是随便乱讲，那是在路加福音二十四章第十一节的地方。然后呢好像那些守卫的那个兵的好像也是死掉一样，石头也被移开，然后呢这些人穿的也都是，他说有一个人穿的是很鲜艳的衣服，是基督复活了吗？他说好像这些事情都好像是不可能的事情。可是这些事情让基督的两个门徒，就是约翰跟彼得两个人，就要他们要亲眼到坟墓去看一看。 然后那个摩大拉的玛利亚跟约翰跟彼得他们就一起走到那个坟墓里头，他们亲眼看到这些不可能的事实，事实上就是事实，那个坟墓是空的。所以从那个以后的话，没有人再怀疑这些姊妹们所讲的话。可是他们需要了解，他们需要自己要决定为什么这坟墓是空的，那坟墓是空的是什么意义。
Very well done. That is the Easter story from the scriptures.
他说这就是复活节的故事，从圣经上四福音里面描述的。
But you'll notice that there were three people that were mentioned prominently in the reading of that scripture.
可是刚刚他写的东西，我们看到有三个人的名字是被提到的。
First was John.
第一个就是约翰。
He was the first to arrive at the grave.
他是头一个到了坟墓的人。
When he heard the news that the grave was empty, he jumped up and he ran as fast as he could.
因为他听到人家说坟墓已经空了，所以他跑得很快，所以他是第一个到的。
He wanted to believe.
他要相信。
He loved Jesus with all of his heart.
他爱耶稣基督，他全心都是爱耶稣基督。
He was one of the disciples who was the most faithful.
他就是在他的门徒里面最信实里面的一个。
He was in the courtyard with Jesus when he was sentenced.
因为基督被判罪要钉十字架的时候，他也是在那个地方。
He was at the foot of the cross when Christ was crucified.
耶稣被钉的时候，他也是在十字架下头的。
When he got to the tomb, the scripture says he did not enter the tomb.
圣经上告诉我们，那个约翰到了那个坟墓的时候，他并没有先进去。
It may have been because he had run so fast that he was tired and needed to catch his breath.
也可能是因为他跑得太快，他到那门口是需要喘口气。
It may have been that he was afraid.
也可能他是害怕。
He thought it was a trap that maybe the Roman soldiers were going to arrest him.
说不定他以为这罗马这个兵丁是设了计，想要拘捕他。
But the story tells us that when Peter arrived, that both Peter and John went in to look at the grave.
可是圣经告诉我们，当彼得到的时候，彼得跟约翰就一起进到那个空的坟墓里头。
The scripture simply says that John believed as he looked at the grave clothes.
说约翰他看到这个空的坟墓的时候，他就相信了。
That was enough for him. He needed nothing else.
约翰表示他不需要别的证据了。他看到坟墓空，对他来说就已经够了，他就相信。
It was at that moment that he knew and continued to desire to see the risen Christ.
他就是在那个时候，他就了解了这个复活的耶稣的基督的意义。
The scriptures remind us, blessed are those who have seen.And yet, have not believed.
圣经告诉我们说，我们这些看到而且相信的人就有福了。
John immediately left the tomb, having seen that Christ had indeed risen.
耶稣约翰看到耶稣复活了以后，他就离开这个地方了。
John simply said, "Everything is going to be okay."
他就说每件事情都不会有问题了。
But then there was Peter, the skeptic.
后来就是彼得，因为彼得这个人总是有一点怀疑心的。
Peter was a little slower arriving there.
他到的时候比约翰慢。
It might have been because of his age.
也可能是因为他年纪比较长一点。
It might have been that he had been a fisherman so long that he had arthritic knees.
他也可能因为他是钓鱼的人，所以他那个膝盖有关节炎，还是干什么行动不是那么方便。
Peter was also afraid of what he might find.
彼得也可能是怕他可以看到的东西是什么。
Peter wanted to see Jesus.
彼得是想要看耶稣。
But his vision was clouded by his past and the pain.
因为他的目光的话是被他的生活的经历有影响。
You remember the last time that Peter looked into the eyes of Jesus?
当最后一次耶稣眼睛，彼得看到耶稣的他的眼光是什么样？
It was after he had denied him the third time.
那是在他第三次不认主以后。
He was looking for a way to be comforted for his guilt and his sin.
他是希望他有个方法可以改等于赎他自己的罪。
Peter possibly asked the question, "How could I ever face him?"
也许彼得心里在想，我怎么样以后再面对耶稣？因为他三次不认主。
The scripture said that Peter left wondering.
所以圣经告诉我们，彼得就是有一点怀疑。
You know, I believe that the most foolish thing that Peter could have ever done that day was to leave that tomb.
我觉得那一天彼得做的最好的事情就是看着这个空的坟墓以后离开。
Jesus wanted to forgive him and to heal him.
耶稣基督是想要原谅他的罪，三次不认主，而且也希望有给他这样的机会。
Peter walked away from the empty tomb still with a broken heart.
彼得离开那个空的坟墓的时候，他的心还是破碎的。
You remember how impetuous Peter was?
你可以看看那个彼得他的个性是什么样子，有怀疑这个不是那么坚信的个性。
It was in the garden when Jesus was about to be arrested. He took out his sword and he took the ear of the Roman soldier off.
你记得那时候耶稣要被捕的时候，彼得是第一个拿出剑来把那个罗马的士兵的耳朵割下来的人。
It was Peter who said, "I will love you with an everlasting love."
彼得说我会永远爱主。
I will never deny you. I'll never turn my back on you.
他说我绝对不可能是会不认你的。
Yet in those hours in the garden and during the trial, it was Peter who denied him three times.
可是你看到在那个花园以后，三次彼得不认主。
Recently, I heard a story of a young man who was about to graduate from high school.
我最近听到有一个男孩子的故事，那个男孩子就要从高中毕业。
He came from a very wealthy family.
他家里是蛮富有的一个家庭。
One of the things that the family provided at graduation was a brand new car as a gift.
在他高中毕业，他家里就给他一个全新的一个车子。
The young man and his father had spent many weeks looking for just the right car.
所以这个男孩子跟他的爸爸的话，在过去几个礼拜的话，在毕业的几个礼拜前的时候，花了很多时间想去找一个合适的新的车子。
They found the perfect car, and graduation day arrived.
他找到一个最合适的车子，那车子就是在他毕业典礼那天会到达。
The family got together to celebrate his graduation.
所以整个家族都是因为他的高中毕业，大家都聚在一起。
His dad gave him a gift that he began to unwrap.
所以他爸爸就给他一个礼物，他就开始要拆那个礼物。
And much to his amazement, what he found was a Bible.
所以他打开了以后，他发觉他爸爸给他的是一本圣经。
Disappointed and hurt, he threw the Bible on the floor.
他心里很难过，也哭了，他就把那圣经丢在地上。
And he walked out of the house, never to be heard from for a number of years.
他很失望，所以就离家出走了好几年。
As he was reading the paper, one day he discovered that his dad had passed away.
他有一天在看报纸的时候，从报纸上发觉他爸爸已经过世了。
And so he came back for the first time for his dad's funeral.
所以他回来参加了爸爸的葬礼。
After the funeral was over, he went to the home and was looking through some of his dad's belongings.
所以在那个葬礼完了以后，他就回家找一些看一些他爸爸以前生前留下的东西。
He found the Bible that was given to him at that graduation party.
他就看到那本圣经，在他高中毕业典礼上，他爸爸送他的那本圣经。
He wiped the dust from it.
他把上面的灰尘擦掉以后
，And then he began to leaf through it.
所以他就翻开，翻开很多页看一看。
And what he found in the middle of the Bible was a cashier's check.
他就看着在圣经的中间有一张那个银行的本票。
For the exact amount of the car that he and his dad had picked out.
那个本票的价钱就是他跟他爸爸去选车子那个车子的价钱。
What a tragedy! In the moment of his anger and disappointment, he walked out on the very gift that his dad wanted to give him.
你看看，因为他生气，他意气用事，所以他爸爸给他那圣经，他也没有看到里面的宝贝，他就离家了这么多年，也没有享受到那个车子。
It is true that Peter did the same thing.
彼得就是做了一样的事情。
But I want to tell you that there's a 21st chapter in the Bible of the Book of John.
所以我要告诉你在约翰福音第21章里头。
You remember the passage? It's where Jesus and Peter encounter each other.
你记得21章里头就有耶稣跟彼得他们在相处的一些事情。
Time does not permit me this morning to go into the words of Eros and Phileo and so forth, agape. But it's a time when Jesus asked Peter a very significant question.
所以我没有办法，就没有时间去看整个的约翰福音二十一章里面讲到很多有关神的爱的事情。
Jesus simply asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
可是耶稣就问彼得一个很简单问题：你爱不爱我
？Peter, do you love me?
他说：彼得，你爱我吗
？And Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗
？It was at that very moment in time when Jesus then said to Peter, "Then feed my sheep."
就在那时候，耶稣说：如果你爱我的话，你就喂养我的羊群。
My dear friend, this morning, I want to tell you, there's nothing that we can do that can turn God's love away from us.
亲爱的朋友们，我今天早上要跟你们分享，就是说，在我们生活里头，没有任何一个事情可以帮我们跟神的爱分开的。
Peter denied Jesus and disappointed him.
因为彼得三次不认主，让耶稣基督有伤心。
But at Jesus' resurrection, he forgave him and he restored him to his rightful position.
可是在耶稣复活了以后，耶稣把彼得搬回了原来的位置。
There are some of us today who are here that wonder about this resurrection business of Jesus.
今天我们在我们当中有些朋友可能也有些不是完全了解那个神耶稣基督复活的事情。
How could it really happen? Is it really true?
怎么可能呢？这是真的吗？
What is the evidence that we have?
到底有些什么证据证明耶稣基督复活了？
And I simply tell you that after Jesus rose from the grave, over 500 people witnessed him personally.
我就告诉你，在圣经上清楚告诉我们，耶稣基督复活以后，有500多个人亲眼看到他复活的事情。
And because of the resurrection, today he lives, and he's changed my life and can change yours too.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活，所以他今天改变了我的生活，也可以改变你们的生活。
There was a third person that came to the tomb with John and Peter. John and Peter now leave.
当时到那个坟墓，那空的坟墓有三个人，约翰跟彼得，他们走了以后，还有一个人。
Mary Magdalene was there, and she stayed at the tomb.
就是摩大拉的玛利亚。
The angel asked her a simple question, why are you crying?
所以她留在那里的话，那是天使问了她一个问题，说妇人啊，你为什么哭？
Mary said, this is a dark time for me in life.
玛丽说，这是一个黑暗的时候，在我的生命里这是一个黑暗的时候。
I'm very depressed.
我非常的沮丧。
I've lost something of great value.
因为我失掉了那最宝贵的。
I want to see Jesus.
我要看耶稣基督。
But you see, Mary had a personal relationship with Jesus that went far beyond what we fully understand.
摩大拉的玛利亚跟耶稣基督他们有个人的关系，并不是我们每一个人可以了解的。
When Jesus met Mary, she was conflicted with 7 demons.
因为那个玛丽碰到耶稣刚刚开头的时候，身上有七个鬼。
The scripture says that Jesus released her from that confliction.
所以告诉耶稣把这些鬼都释放了。
He gave her peace in her life.
耶稣给她了有生命，又给她有平安。
And he gave to her forgiveness.
而且也原谅了她。
She was a faithful follower of Jesus.
她是一个很信实的跟随者。
And she wanted to see Jesus.
她要来这个空的坟墓里，她要看耶稣基督。
She was simply lost without him.
因为她就等于是迷失一样，没有耶稣基督，她就跟迷失一样。
But the good news of the resurrection is that Mary got to see Jesus.
最好的消息在复活节的时候，就是那时候玛利亚看到了耶稣基督。
You remember her words? She said, "I have seen the Lord."
你记得她在这里怎么说？她说，我看到耶稣基督了。
That was something that she wanted more than anything else in life.
那就是她所想要，在她生活里她想要的，就是有耶稣基督。
What about you today?Have you seen the Lord?
在你们每一个生活，你们还遇见过主吗？
There are three reasons why people need Jesus.
这有三个原因，为什么我们大家需要耶稣基督？
First, because people have a past.
因为我们每个人都有我们的过去。
And although I've not visited with any of you in your homes or heard your stories, I know that you have a sin past.
你虽然我没有到过你们任何人的家里头，可是我知道你们每一个人都有过去，有罪行的过去。
That's exactly what Genesis 3:16 said, that because of Adam and Eve, we have all sinned.
这就是创世纪第三章第十六节，因为是说亚当夏娃要犯的罪，我们每个人都有这个原罪。
First, we need Jesus because we have a past.
第一个，我们需要耶稣基督，因为我们都有我们的过去。
Second, we need Jesus because we need a friend.
第二个，我们需要基督的原因就是我们大家都需要一个朋友。
And he says that he wants to be our friend.
耶稣基督告诉我们，他要变我们的朋友。
He wants to have a relationship with us.
他要跟我们有个人的关系。
And thirdly, because Jesus holds the future.
第三个原因是耶稣基督掌管我们的明天。
I cannot tell you what tomorrow will bring.
我不能告诉你的明天是什么。
But I can tell you who holds the future.
可是我可以告诉你是谁掌管了我们的明天。
Everything is going to be okay.
每件事情都不会有问题。
The story is told of a young man by the name of Jeremy.
耶利米也告诉我们一个故事。
Jeremy was a second grader who was terminally ill.
哦，他说有一个男孩子是二年级这个小男孩子，叫耶利米。
He attended a Christian school of with 19 other students his age.
他同班同学跟他同年纪，一共有十九个人。这个姐耶利米这个小孩子，他有癌症。
It was difficult for him to understand and to comprehend what he was being taught.
他需要了解他在学校里到底学了些什么事。
But the week before Easter, the teacher carefully began to tell the Easter story.
所以在复活节的前一个礼拜，那老师就开始教导这些小孩子们有关复活节的故事。
After she told the story, she said to the students, I'm going to give you something, and I want you to bring it back as an assignment tomorrow.
所以呢，老师告诉他，我今天要给你一个东西，就是你们回家的家庭作业，然后你们明天大家要把它带回来。
She handed out 19 little plastic eggs. You've seen them.
所以他就一共给了十九个那个塑胶的那种蛋。
And then she said to the students, what I want you to do,is tonight when you go home, I want you to find something that represents new life and put it in the egg.
他们的家庭作业就是把那个塑胶的空蛋壳带回家，在家里找到什么东西可以代表生命的，装在那个蛋里头，第二天带回来。
And tomorrow, bring it to class and we'll talk about that.
所以你明天带回来，我们大家再讨论。
She was afraid that Jeremy didn't understand the instructions.
这个老师是怕那耶利米那个小孩子不了解这个家庭作业的问题。
Because he just stared at her.
因为这个小孩就一直看着这个老师。
She decided that evening she would call his parents maybe and tell them about the assignment so that they could help him.
所以那个老师决定那天晚上他就给这个耶利米的爸爸妈妈打个电话，所以可以解释清楚这小孩子到底应该做什么。
But she got busy and forgot.
可是这个老师那天晚上很忙，就忘了打电话。
The next morning, the students brought back their 19 eggs and placed them in an Easter basket on her desk.
所以那小孩子们每一个人都把他们那个塑胶袋放在那个老师桌上那个篮子里头。
She finally sat down with the class and began to take out one at a time and begin to open them and explain them.
所以这老师跟小孩子大家坐在一起，一个一个蛋子打开，然后一个一个解释给大家里面是什么东西。
The first egg that she opened, there was a little flower in it.And she said, this represents new life.
So, 第一个那个蛋里头就是一个小花，因为花的话是代表有生命的。
The second egg that she opened was a little plastic butterfly.
第二个就是一个塑胶的一个蝴蝶。
And she said it begins with as a caterpillar and then becomes a beautiful flying a butterfly.
它这个蝴蝶刚刚开始一个小小的毛毛虫，然后长大了以后就变成很漂亮的蝴蝶。
She opened the third little egg and found in there a rock with some green moss on it.
那第三个蛋，那老师打开的时候，就是里面有一些石头，石头外面已经长了那个青苔。
And she explained this is new life as well.
所以老师解释，这个石头上这个青苔的话，也是一个新的生命。
And then she opened the fourth egg.
然后这老师打开第四个蛋的时候
，And there was nothing in it.
就里面什么都没有。
She knew that must have been Jeremy's egg.
这个老师就猜想这个可能是那个耶利米那个小男孩的蛋。
And that he didn't really understand the assignment, and she didn't want to embarrass him.
所以他在想，这耶利米一定不懂他这家庭作业是要做什么东西，所以带一个空蛋回来。
So she put the egg back in the basket.
因为老师不想要让小孩子难堪，所以他就把那空蛋又放回篮子里头去了。
Jeremy raised his hand and said, "Teacher, are you going to talk about my egg?"
所以那小男孩耶利米就举手说：“哎，老师，那你怎么不解释我那个蛋呢？”
She said, "But Jeremy, there's nothing in the egg."
所以这老师就说呢：“耶利米啊，你那个蛋里是空的。”
And Jeremy looked her with all of the compassion in his eyes and very tenderly said to her.
这小男孩就看着老师这个满眼那个有那个很有感情的样子看着这个老师。
The tomb was empty.
所以这小男孩就跟老师说，因为那个坟墓是空的。
And that's why my egg's empty.
他说这是为什么我的蛋里面是空的。
Because it's new life.
因为是新的生活，新的生命。
Everything is going to be okay.
因为这个新的生命的话，任何事情都不会有问题的。
My friends, this morning, if you'll just indulge with me a moment, I want to say, woo!
他说我今天早上你们要容忍我，我就想大喊一声。
New life in Christ because He's alive.
因为主耶稣还活着，所以我们在他里头有新的生命。
This morning at our 6 o'clock sunrise service, I led the people in this little practice that I would like you to do as we close this message.
所以在我结束以前，我们今天早上六点我们有那个日出的聚会的时候，我有一个小小的事情让大家练习，我也想跟大家一起做。
Because everything's okay.
因为每一件事情都不会有问题。
I'm going to say Christ is risen.
所以我要跟你说，耶稣基督是复活了。
And after I say that, will you respond? He is risen indeed.
他说，我说那个时候，你可不可以也跟我一样说他是复活了，他确实是复活了。
My dear friends, because of Easter.
因为是复活节，亲爱的朋友们。
Christ is risen.
耶稣基督是复活了。
耶稣复活了。
确实是复活了。
Amen. He's alive. God bless you.
感谢主，因为他是活着的。
大家起立唱诗213首，因他活着。